What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way in the Car with me, Greg Miller, driving to work on a rainy Wednesday morning. The Bay Area about to get socked with rain for the next few days, which is the usual for the winter. But of course, my mom's coming to town this weekend, so we'll have to find a lot of indoor activities for me, Jen, Ben, and Mom. Maybe a little bit of cold beans, too. But I digress. It's January 31st, ladies and gentlemen. And I just put up my annual post thanking Jeremy Dunham, formerly of IGN, quite a while ago of IGN, where, of course, January 31st, 2007 is when he answered my job application for the PlayStation team and wanted to schedule an interview to see if I had the stuff to work at IGN. And, of course, the story goes, got that email in mid-Missouri on a snowy night, January 31st, 2007. Got it pretty much as soon as he sent it because I was on my computer watching TV with my ex and responded immediately. We scheduled the call for the next day around noon my time. And by the time we were in the car driving to her parents' house on Friday night. So I got the Thursday night, got the email late. Friday at noon had the call. Friday evening got a call from Dunham and he was offering me the job. So, as I've always said, you know, in 24 hours at 23, my life changed overnight. So, pretty incredible stuff. And so, it's one of those, you know, coming off of the big anniversary stream for Kinda Funny Day, year 9, right? And doing the hot ones with Roger, where he wanted me to get a little more in my head and, like, think a little bit more about my legacy in a way that I don't. I don't know why. This one's hitting a bit harder, you know what I mean, in terms of... Always a special day, always a really cool thing to remember. Obviously, I always want to give all the thanks in the world to Jeremy for finally answering my email, because I had sent him many emails at this point. But making this all happen, right? But it's like that funny thing of every year, you know, when you're doing it at IGN, sure, you're going through I'm rising up the ranks, I'm doing more things, I want to say doing bigger reviews, but that's not true. I was doing bigger reviews even my first year, right? But like, you're getting more, I guess, tenured, senior, you know, I don't know, more respect, I don't know what the fuck you call it. But then, this, you know, now be doing them as Kinda Funny, right? And so have this be, like, the 9th one I've put up is Kinda Funny. It's, you know, back, that's why I think Roger's interview is kind of echoing my ears, right? Where he's talking about how many, like, do you stop and think, this is his question, of course, on the show. I'm not conceited, I swear. But, you know, do you think about, like, the lives you've changed or whatever? And I really don't. But then you sit here and it's like this one email set me on my journey, right? But then that set off so many other things around me in people's lives, right? And like you don't have to look far, right? You can look around the room at Kinda Funny, right? At 10 other people and be like, oh man, like I'm not saying they wouldn't be successful. They wouldn't be in the industry, yada, yada, yada. But it is that thing of like, oh, you wouldn't be in this room. You wouldn't be in this room working with these people, making this thing, doing this thing for this company that we've all built together and, you know, made into something that's far greater than I think anyone in 2015 would have ever imagined us becoming, right? And that all starts with this one email getting answered from Dunham, right? And they obviously started before then with me and GamePro and, you know, journalism degrees and obviously everyone's own story. I'm not trying to take away from the talent of Tim and Simply Complex getting him in the door at IGN and then him learning about the ins and outs of a business at IGN, let alone game stuff. And then, you know, I know I was instrumental in Blessing's, you know, life in terms of listening to podcasts, getting into, you know, he would have found another podcast. There would have been something else to set him on his way. And, you know, he's so talented, he would have ended up. And the same goes for all of them, right? Where I think Roger's one of the most talented and motivated people I know, right? He would have found, but I'm not naming everybody. I'm not going to go through the entire roster of people. But it's crazy, you know, when, you know, so many people talk to me and my own staff talks to me about the effect I've had on their lives, and you talk about the effect I've had in your life, whether it is just giving you something to listen to, or I'm the reason you got a wiener dog, or I'm the reason you went to Mizzou, or I'm the reason you got into X, Y, and Z games, and now you met this person who's your best friend, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, you start doing that, like, infinite tumble of, like, all the sliding doors moments, and, like, really what this incredibly short email actually meant. And what it actually did for me, let alone what it actually does for everybody, right? Like, I think that's one of those crazy things of just, like, how the world works, of course, but, like, how such a small thing, right? This one email kickstarts all of this. You know what I mean? Even removing all the the Kind of Funny teammates from it and all that jazz, right? Like, you know, and I was prepping it to put it up or whatever, you know, and realizing how close I was to the date, because it always sneaks up on me. You're sitting there, and I'm like, you know, I'm sitting with Jen and Ben, like, you know, hanging out at night or whatever, and it's like, oh, man, without this email, I'm, you know, we're not together. You know what I mean? Has this happened? Does Ben exist? You know what I mean? Those, the if, then that, you know what I mean? Like, not getting this job at IGN 17 years ago would not have dissuaded me from still chasing it, right? But if I end up taking a job at Wizard Magazine, right, and I move to New York, and, right, unless, you know, I was close to getting a job at Inquest Gaming, which was the gaming vertical magazine for Wizard Magazine, right? It was more board games, but they were starting a video game section when I applied there and got an interview and totally fucking blew it. But, you know, like, let's say I didn't blow it. Let's say I got that job. Let's say I moved to New York and, you know, Inquest Gaming went away long before, like, magazines in general went away. It just wasn't, like, it didn't catch on the way they wanted. So it's like, would I have pivoted to Wizard Magazine? If I pivot to Wizard Magazine, you know, do I go full in on comics then? You know what I mean? Would I have gone, you know, like, that's what I'm talking about. And if I do all of that, I'm at the Comic-Con where Jen meets Nick and Tim while I'm doing all the work, right, for the first time. But, like, I wouldn't have gone, I would have no reason to go to that event. I wouldn't have gone to that event. I wouldn't have Tim and Nick in my life to tell me, you know what I mean? Like, again, you sit there and you look at all the ABC choices, all the telltale choices that you could have made here, and it's crazy to lead it back to this one junction in life, was one interaction in life that was so formative, right? Because, you know, you look at anybody in my industry, right, and you look at all the people, look at the people I was working with 17 years ago when I started at IGN, right? With very few exceptions, what's up, Damon Hatfield? Like, in pair, but, like, who's still at IGN, right? Like, and to even not even say who's still at IGN, like, who from that cast of characters is still doing something like what we did? You know what I mean? Where it's like Hillary, Brudvig, Craig Harris, Nate Ahern, you know what I mean? I'm stretching out here in terms of other people, right? But in terms of time, like, at least Nate wasn't technically there when I started. But you know what I mean? Like, the old, you know, Roper, Dunham. Like, how many of those people still do what we do? How many of those people have you kept up with for 17 years? And I know some of you are just, this is your first 6 months of being a Kind of Funny fan, so thank you for humoring me. But I know there are a lot of you that have been around since episode one of Podcast Beyond, when it's me, Jeff Haynes, Jeremy Dunham, Chris Roper in a room talking about PlayStation. Like, you know, you think about, like, the way, up until very recently, I think, that, you know, you worked at one of these sites long enough to go up and maybe get lucky enough to move, you know, be an EIC ahead of it or whatever, stick around for a while, a long time, maybe be there forever. Or you got to that ceiling where it's like, well, my boss is never going to leave, so I'm going to go and I'm going to leave games journalism, games criticism, you know, enthusiast press, whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to go into the development side of it. I'm going to go into the PR side of it. I'm going to leave the industry entirely and do something completely different, and you'll never hear from me again. Like, those are the common stories. The fact that I was able to go so long at IGN, do so many different things at IGN, feel so fulfilled at IGN, and then cultivate this audience, right? And then cultivate a team, you know, a partnership with Colin, Tim, and Nick, and then be able to go off and Kind of Funny, and then go off into that and take that to an entirely different level, right, of, like, what we are. And really, cultivate a partnership with those three, cultivate a team now with the 11 we have, right, and in a vision, I guess. Like, it's incredible. Like, and I, you know, as I told Roger on that podcast, as I hope you know, like, I really don't look backwards that often. I don't feel like we have a lot of time to do that. Greg Way, again, as I said, I think on that very show with Roger, right, kind of gets to be my journal, where the thoughts I would put down on a page, I think, and get to maybe share or keep personally or reflect personally with, I get to do here, because, of course, I think podcasting is better than journaling personally. So it's just, I don't know, you know, it's a special day, and I feel like it's an interesting one, where I know every time I do it, people are always like, oh, I'm so happy you do this, and every so often, I don't think Dunham's on social media that much anymore, but he'll either hit me up via text and thank me for it when he sees it a week later, or whatever, and he's always like, you know, it's, you know, he's basically, you know, like, oh, it's crazy you still do this or whatever. And it's just like, every year that email and this anniversary means more than it did the year before. You know what I mean? Like, I think it would be a different thing if I had done 8 years at IGN and then gone, like, I'm going to go make a video game, or I'm going to go work at PlayStation, or I want to go to PR, God fucking forbid. I'm going to go write PlayStation blogs. I'm going to do whatever it's going to be, right? Like, it'd be a different... It would mean something different. But the fact that we're still here, and I feel like, you know, it's one of those, like, be as lame as possible, right? Like, it's, you know, we planted this small seed, and now the tree it's grown into, right? And all the branches of it, again, like, the people and lives that... Sure, there's the direct people, like, you know, a Barrett Courtney, right, who we stole from IGN and made work for us, and, like, you know, he gets to do all this cool shit, and I hope he... Like, that stems from this email in some regard, right? Like, but, I mean, even just the other people, like, I think the branches count as you think of this giant fucking bushy-ass tree of, like, just the little people. The little things I've done for people that have nudged them. And I mean, like, you, the listener, the viewer, right, who heard something, saw something, took away something, said they could do it better than me because you probably could and, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know, man. It's crazy. And also 17 years, right? That doesn't sound real. That doesn't sound like a real number at all. Because it feels like, obviously, I've been here forever. That's the other crazy thing. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Next year, we'll hit 18. Knock on wood. And when we hit 18 in, like, 3 months or whatever, I guess, right? Yeah, 18 in, I guess, 4 months, 5 months. That'll mean that I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere in my entire life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I did, obviously, the burbs of Chicago till I went to Mizzou, and then I never came back. So that's another crazy thing of, like, how much San Francisco is home. And, like, how, you know, of course, that's all so tied up in games and IGN and the world we've built and stuff like that. Like, that's incredible. But, yeah, 17 years doesn't feel real. That doesn't feel like a real number. Of course, I'm reminded all the time when, like, I talk about reviewing something in Blessing and Janitor, like, well, I was in junior high when you did that. I'm like, Jesus Christ, but... And also, when you think about, like, how young I would, you know, I'd be 23 when I move out here. I think about how young we've hired the kids here with, you know, Roger or Barrett or Bless or whatever. And it's like, damn, man, like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? And then it goes back to the story I think I told on Hot Ones or somewhere in that anniversary stream about Andy moving out here, right? Where it was like, you know, it wasn't until I asked Tim, like, what's going on with Andy too, by the way? And he's like, oh, he's in the middle of Arizona right now. He's going to be here in 2 days or whatever. And it was like that thing where it finally set in of like, oh, fuck, he's tearing up his life. Like, I tore my life up 8 years ago at the time, right? Like, shit, this is a real thing. This isn't just, you know, Joey hopped on a plane and moved up here and, like, lived in her uncle's apartment or old, whatever, one he rented or some shit, I forget. Doesn't matter. This is just Joey's story. She can tell you sometime. I don't know, man. It's crazy, you know what I mean? And you think about something that big. You think about everything that's happened to me in those 17 years, everything that's happened to you in those 17 years as a consumer of content, everything that's happened to every one of those people in that room for 17 years, right? And it's just such a massive thought. Like, so much is jam-packed into that, right? And I get to live with that for another 5 minutes, we'll say, and then I'm going to pull into the studio, throw on my raincoat, go in there and talk about Suicide Squad thoughts after a night with it, right? And, like, I fucking love that. Like, I hope you know that. Oh, now I'm going to cry. I hope you know that. Like, I am so fucking happy all the time. You know what I mean? And I think that radiates through, I hope, the content. I hope that's one of the reasons. Maybe it's an unspoken reason. Maybe it's a je ne sais quoi for why people want to consume my stupidity and content and like me on shows and stuff. But I'm just so fucking happy. You know what I mean? 17 years later, like, I remember starting at IGN and being like, not vocalizing it to everybody, but occasionally vocalizing it and saying, like, you need to understand, like, I just came from the newspaper, which was great, which was awesome, which I loved, which was, you know, a great job. I did a lot of great work and work I'm really, really proud of. But it's like, I had to deal with real shit there. You know what I mean? Like, deaths and accidents and tragedies and also fun stuff, plenty of fun stuff I wrote about too. But it's like, I remember talking to people at bars and being like, every day of IGN is a vacation. Like, it's stressful at times for sure, and there's things you don't want to do and yada yada yada, but it's like, I will never lose sight of the fact that, like, I am so blessed that I get to just go make, I didn't say this at the time because it wasn't really how you talked about it, but I get to go play games with my friends. I get to go write about games with my friends. Right now I would say that I get to go hang out with my friends every day and talk about the thing I fucking love. You know what I mean? Like, spoilers for what I want to talk about on Games Daily today for my Suicide Squad Part 2 review. Like, I didn't, like, fall madly in love with Suicide Squad overnight. My opinions didn't change drastically. But even then, I was having so much fun just sitting there playing this game, thinking about things I want to say about it and comparisons I want to make about it and talk about what my, you know, I always talk about it. Everything I do is, like, persuasive writing still to this day, right? Like, here's my argument. Here's how I'm backing it up and stuff. Like last night going to bed, I was so excited to come in today and perform and do that and make that content, let alone play more of the game, let alone do state of play reactions and a games cast and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know what I mean? Let alone hang out with my beautiful son and wife, you know what I mean? Like, Ben was so adorable last night, you know what I mean? Like, and he's cute every night, don't get me wrong, but, like, every day, you know, he levels up a little bit more. He gets a little bit more XP and he's a little bit cooler as he gets to the next evolution of himself, right? Like, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of bad things in my life too, you know what I mean? I'm just like, fucking leaky ass house and yada yada, but it's like, it's not, you know, but it's just like, even when I'm upset about something stupid, it isn't the end of the world, and I know it's not the end of the world, and I know how lucky I am, you know what I mean? And that's not lost on me, and it's not lost on me, as I've always told you, that it's because of you, and this isn't the pandering bullshit, you know what I mean? This is the reality of, like, if I didn't have an audience, if we didn't have people who wanted to come see me be a fucking moron and interrupt Tim all the time and also hopefully say something intelligent about video games in the industry every so often, like, then none of this happens, right? I am doing something else. I am, you know, you talk about sliding doors. I mean, think about that. Like, what if I never got the job at IGN, right? What if I would have been happy at the Tribune in Columbia and I would have stayed there for, I mean, I don't know, forever, but probably, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I would have, I've never had the, I gotta get out of this town thing, you know what I mean? That makes sense since I've only lived in three places, I guess. But, like, I would have been happy, and, like, I think my, you know, now we're getting really into fucking weird stuff, right? But, like, my first marriage still would have failed, like, we weren't right for each other, right? So then you think about me being single in Columbia, Missouri as a reporter, right? And it's like, I still have so many friends who live there, so we would have been out drinking at the same old bars and doing the same old thing and yada, yada, yada. And I love Columbia. So it's like, if I don't ever get the call up, I'm still working, I'd figure, maybe, at, you know, the Tribune. And guess what? Like every other fucking newspaper, the Tribune got sold and then got completely fucking destroyed. Like, you know what I mean? Last I heard, there was only one local Columbia reporter still on staff at the Tribune, and the rest was all, like, you know, AP and Mid-Missouri shared, whatever organization bought it, reporters. So it's like, now I'm in Columbia, now I get laid off. And it's like, I don't think that's really what would have happened. Like, as much as I loved the paper, as much as I loved Columbia, like, if it wouldn't have, for some reason, if nobody ever would have touched me for video games, I would have ended up trying to go back to a mag. I would, like, I, you know, really shortly after I got my job at the Tribune, I had gone and done an interview in Champaign, Illinois, home of Blessing, Addie Oye Jr. He probably was five when I went there, to run their, like, weekly zine, whatever, the, you know what I mean? Their little, not like, it was published by the paper, but that's what they were going for. Their alternative weekly, that's what I'm looking for. And I did really well, and they wanted to keep talking, but I just was like, oh, I'm fine. I would have probably ended up doing something like that, but still, like, once you get deep enough in that road, right, am I ever going to break out and go, you know, even if it was go to work at Wizard, get out of video games, you know, and go review movies or something like that. Like, I feel like I would have been making so many inroads as a reporter, and then let's say I jumped to do the zine or whatever, you know, the weekly. I don't know. It's all I'm very reflective, very, very A-B choices today in terms of what's going on when you look at 17 years, but luckily, none of that happened, even though they all would have been great and I would have made the best of them, I'm sure, yada, yada, yada. But, like, this is where I'm meant to be, and this is the life I'm meant to live, and it's all because of you, and I can't thank you enough. Well, I am pulling into the studio right now, ladies and gentlemen, to begin another day of paradise in the fucking pouring rain. Barry Courtney smoking out here like a really cool dude. But until next time, no. It's been my pleasure to serve you.